Hey, ECHL fans, you can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube. Step into the action with ECHL Ice Level, your front row seat to all things ECHL. Experience the thrill of the game through player interviews and insider updates on the league. Hello, everyone. My name is Amanda Arrowsmith.
And I'm Joe Babick. We are ECHL Ice Level hosts.
We'll be dropping a new episode every week throughout the season on Thursdays at 12 p.m. Eastern. You can expect to hear from players, coaches, and staff within the league.
Today's episode will be joined by Tate Singleton from the Greenville Swamp Rabbits. He's in his second year in the league. Last year, he was on an AHL contract with Toronto and played a good bit of the season in Newfoundland. This year, he's on an AHL contract with Ontario and is in Greenville. Had a hot streak a few weeks ago. He was ECHL Player of the Week after having back-to-back hat tricks in games at Indy. So a fun conversation with Tate, talking about not only that performance in his season so far, but his hockey journey to this point in his career.
Yeah, super excited to have Tate on today and to hear everything about him and about being with the Swamp Rabbits this year. Other than that, not much else going on in the league. We have about 7 weeks left of regular season. And then we go right into playoffs. It's going by way faster than it should ever feel like. But yeah, let's go ahead and get started with Tate here.
All right, today on our ECHL Ice Level podcast, we're joined by Tate Singleton of the Greenville Swamp Rabbits. Tate, we thank you for taking time to join us. The first question, I'm going to go back a few weeks. Your player of the week in the league after two back-to-back hat tricks when you guys were in Indy. Have you ever had back-to-back performances like that? What was working well for you in those two games?
Never had that before. I think just we were in need of a couple wins, and the guys I were playing with was Casey Dornbach and Carter Savoy were also going. And, just seemed like everything was going in where I shot. So just trying to get everything on net. Really, a couple lucky ones.
We all need a little luck every now and again, right?
Yeah. How has your time been so far playing for the Swamp Rabbits? And, how is that chemistry with the team both on and off the ice?
Yeah, it's been great here. I mean, the South's a little different than Newfoundland, that's for sure. So, the weather's a little nicer. but team's been really good. I mean, today I think 12 or so guys are going golfing. And, yesterday we had a big pickleball match, so. I think we're really starting to gel as a team, and we're all hanging out a lot, so it's been good. Been good time here.
You're on an AHL contract with the Ontario Reign. What was your decision making that led up to signing with them in the off season?
Yeah, I kind of just wanted to try a different area. I've never been to the West or to the South, so kind of just spice up my portfolio, I guess you could say, and try somewhere else. But it's my time here has been really good.
You got to play six games with Ontario right around the Christmas and New Year time. So how is that transition for a guy like you? You're in training camp with them, obviously, so knew the coaches and the players, and then spent 2 months in Greenville and then going back to Ontario for those games. Is that an easy transition to get right back in, or does it take a game or two to get your feet back under you?
Yeah, it was easy. They do a really good job here and there. So, kind of just play your same game and don't change how you play, and basically just – don't change who you are. It doesn't matter which league you're in, is kind of how I was, trying to play. So, pretty easy transition, and, had good six games there, so it was good.
You touched on it a little bit there, but you were with Newfoundland for quite a while and also on the contract with Toronto last year. So just walk us through, the experience playing in such an awesome location up there and just how was the team?
Yeah, I mean, Newfoundland is Newfoundland. It's a crazy spot to play. A lot of people who don't play there, you don't understand. It's like a second religion there, hockey is, and you're a celebrity wherever you go. I mean, I remember my first or second week there, I was just at the grocery store, and someone offered to buy me groceries. I was so thrown back. I was like, what? And so playing there was incredible, and I made some really good friends there, and that organization does a really good job as well. And even in Toronto, you're treated so well that it's really hard to leave, and a lot of guys kind of stick around there because you're treated so well. And my time there was great. I mean, we had a really good team and a really good group of guys, but You know, it's unfortunate what happened with that organization, because, you know, I wish everyone could play there and see like what a magical place that is. So, but it was fun. It was, I had a blast there.
Prior to your pro career, you spent time in the United States Hockey League and then played college at Ohio State. So kind of just give us the broad overview there of how your time was in juniors and then playing college hockey in the Big Ten.
Yeah, juniors was great. You know, it's funny because I played in Bloomington and now it's an ECHL team there. So it's just kind of full circle for me there. You know, I had a great time. We had a really good team at the beginning and then kind of fell off at the end there. But, you know, it was a good time. And USHL is a really hard league, and I was grateful to be able to play in it. And then thankfully got a call from Coach Rolick at Ohio State. And I mean, it's Ohio State, you know, once when they call, you got to go. So, you know, it was unbelievable 4 years there. We had a good team all 4 years and lost twice in the tournament. So, you know, never made it all the whole way, but, you know, it was truly blessed to be able to call myself a Buckeye for sure.
You're originally from New Hampshire. So was Ohio State like one of your dream schools growing up? Did you like watching them play football and other sports on TV, or is it just they were the one that recruited you the most and that's where you ended up?
Yeah, kind of, I guess that way. I mean, I actually didn't know football was that big, you know, coming from New Hampshire. The school that I like live on, I live on the Dartmouth College's campus. So going to an Ivy football is a lot different than a Big Ten football. So that was a little different for me. And I mean, if you've ever gone to an Ohio State or a Big Ten game, I mean, it's a festival. The whole city shuts down. It's, you know, you never see anything like that. And I never knew where I wanted to play college hockey, really. Kind of just fell on my lap and all the hard work I put in. And, you know, it was the best opportunity for me as a player and for my family. So, you know, I just kind of took it and ran.
What would you say was one of your, you know, most memorable memories playing at Ohio State, aside from playing U of M, of course?
Well, I'd say senior weekend. We actually ended up playing the team up north. So we don't call them Michigan. We call them the team up north.
Okay.
And we played them Thursday night in Ohio State. And then on Friday, we played them in Cleveland Brown Stadium, which was, I mean, it was incredible. I think there's 60,000 fans, and it was unbelievable.
We have to ask you about the CFB championship this year and how you're feeling about that. But how, you know, being at a Big Ten school, would you guys as the team go to games together? Was it really fun just to be in like a big athletic atmosphere?
Yeah, for sure. There was always one or two games that we'd go to as a like a whole athletic department, and then you'd go on the field and they'd recognize all the athletes, which was really cool. And then usually right when you get there, we all kind of as a team do like a little team bonding exercise, I guess you could call it, where you go to the football game and then kind of see where the night takes you. But yeah, those games are crazy. I mean, there's 100,000 fans, and we'd always kind of sit back and be like, imagine walking out or being the starting QB here. It's incredible.
Did you play other sports growing up? And if so, what was it that led you to pursue hockey as your main choice?
Yeah, I played soccer and in lacrosse. I actually really liked soccer a lot because I would just run. I had no skill. I was just fast. I like to score a lot in soccer too, because I would just do some outrageous celebrations and it's just fun. But I really wanted to potentially play soccer in college because my dad played growing up. So he kind of pushed that a little more than hockey. But yeah, I just loved hockey more, and kind of took me some crazy places, meet some new people. And so it was just the sport that fit me better.
All right. Well, we're going to get to some fan questions here. Some of them left me a little confused, but I'm sure you'll know who's asking. So first one we have here is favorite and least favorite team to play against.
Is that in the ECHL or is that?
Yes, in the ECHL.
Okay. Favorite team. I don't know. maybe Atlanta. I don't know. Worst team to play against? Probably last year's Adirondack team. They were terrible to play against. Oh my God.
Do you have a favorite type of pregame music or a favorite song that gets you pumped up and ready for the game?
Not necessarily. I've been on the aux, I guess you could say, in the locker room, so I kind of play a, I
You run the
don't,
show.
yeah, no, I don't, no. I don't know. I just try to play what everyone kind of requests.
What's your best hockey story?
Best hockey story. Jeez, I don't know. That's fast.
That's fine.
That's fair. Putting you on the spot. That's a tough question to come with on the spot, right?
Yeah.
Which teammate would you not want to be stuck with on a deserted island and why?
Probably Mikhail Robidoux. Yeah, no way. I think we would both end up being either dead or one badly injured.
Okay, the next one is what really left me confused. Who's your favorite billet brother you've had?
Oh yeah, okay. Yeah, that'd be Rai Rai. That's my billet mom for sure. That's
Okay,
fun.
next one is it true Ryan Cook is a better golfer than you?
That is false, actually. That would be my billet brother probably asking the same question, and I've seen his golf game and it's not there, so no, he's
When was he your billet brother?
He was my billet brother in New Jersey in the Knoll, and then I went back for a summer and I stayed with them, so they've been incredible.
Awesome. All right, we're going to go through some rapid fire questions now for you just to get to know you a little bit better. I'll let Joe kick it off.
Your favorite and least favorite arena to play in, and you can expand that to any you've played in throughout your hockey career.
Okay, favorite would probably be, ooh, I really like Penn State. Oh, yeah, I'd probably go Penn State. Yeah, I'm gonna go Penn State there, and of course, Michigan. Come on, Yost, brutal.
All right, if you could choose any player from the ECHL on any team to be on your line and then also to be your goaltender in net, who would they be?
Wow, what a question.
Not from your team.
Not from my team.
Yes.
I'll go goaltender. I'll go Luke Cavallin from Troyes. And then player, I'll go. That's a hard one. So many good guys. I'll go Tyler Wiese on. Oh, no. I'm going to go Neil Shea on Utah.
Okay.
There a specific game at any point in your hockey career that you consider to be a turning point in your career?
Yeah, I think my freshman year at Ohio State, I came in as a freshman and I didn't know where I'd play and got slotted in on the first line and scored my first goal in the icebreaker tournament. And I was like, oh, okay, maybe I could keep playing. And it's kind of a eye opener for me.
What does your ideal off day look like?
Ideal off day. So mine might sound really bougie, but I promise it's not. An ideal off day would be waking up at probably 10, going to get a smoothie and or acai bowl, and then probably getting a massage somewhere. I found this new place that do Thai massages. It's like the craziest thing I've ever experienced, and it's this guy Dr. Chu, and it's like made my body feel incredible. So don't look at me weird there.
Respects. Do they walk on your back or something?
Yeah, no, it's in, like I didn't. My girlfriend's mom bought me this gift card for Christmas, and she no, I've never been, and she's like, "Hey, I looked up this place," and I went in, and it was like walking on my back, and it's incredible. And then probably going to like Hall's Chop House or a steakhouse at the end of the day.
Sounds like a nice off day.
Yeah, not bad.
All right, last question for you. What advice would you give to young players who aspire to play at the professional level?
I would just say keep your dream alive. I mean, you look down or you look at anything and, you know, guys finally tap the NHL at 30, 31 years old, and, you know, you never know what route you're going to take or, what, you know, what direction you're going to go in, what school you're going to play at or what junior program. You know, if you keep positive and if you keep, you know, working and working hard, then you never know what's going to happen at the end.
I have one more I'm going to throw in here. What is your ultimate, like, long-term goal in hockey?
I think my long-term goal to be to definitely play in the National Hockey League. I think that's every hockey player's goal at one point. And, you know, after if I make it to the National, I would love to go overseas. And I've never been overseas ever, so I would love to go, you know, play over there. And, you know, everyone tells me it's like watching a soccer game at a hockey rink. So it's, I don't know, I feel like that would be really cool or really fun to be a part of.
Very cool. Awesome. Well, that's all we have for you today, Tate. We appreciate you taking the time out of your busy schedule, busy day to come on here and talk with us.
Yeah, thank you very much.
All right, again, thanks to Tate for joining us. Fun conversation with him, getting to know him. Hopefully he keeps the golf ball straight today when he's out on the golf course. We thank everyone out there for joining and listening to today's podcast. Make sure you rate, like, subscribe to our podcast on your preferred platform. And also follow us on social media. We are at ECHL Hockey on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok, and at ECHL on X. Have a good day, everyone.